Yes, I am writing the following volume of this memoir. The first one has been called The Memoir of a Dutiful Daughter, I guess, in the States. In France, it was Memoir d'une jeune fille rangée. And the next one will have another title. I don't still know which one. And it will take me into the end of the war, until Paris liberation. And there will be after a third one, which will take me until nowadays. But that's a far away plan. What I am doing now is the second volume. It's nearly over. I'm going to give it to my publisher, Gallimard, in a few days.
Your childhood was that of a middle-class Parisian family, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, quite middle-class. They had some money before the First War, and then they lost every money, so we were rather poor, to say the truth. And my mother was a very pious woman, and my father did not believe in God, so it made quite a discrepancy inside the family. So my father always respected very much my mother's belief and the way she educated my sister and myself. But I could feel a difference between them, and that was the beginning of a lot of thinking about the world and the people and sin and God and all that. I guess it was the most important family circumstance, this difference between father and mother. But anyhow, I was raised in a very, very Catholic pious institution, a college named Désir, and I stayed there until I passed my first exams when I was 17 and 18. And so the whole thing was a very traditional Catholic bourgeois education, indeed. But with a lot of circumstances which made me have to think and to want to know things about the world. And chiefly my father liked very much reading, and he was very pleased when he saw I liked it too. And so he gave me great encouragement in that. And, well, I began to like reading very, very, when I was quite a little girl. And at the same time, I began to want to write. But then it became much more serious when I was 15. And, well, it became quite serious when I was a student. And I decided, really, I should be a writer. It was the first thing I had really decided in my life.
It's always, ever since you can remember, you wanted to write. Was that it? You yourself?
It was just a play at the beginning, a game. A lot of little girls or boys went to write when they are 8, and it does not mean so much. But it came to be much more real when I was 15.